The Association of Classical and Christian Schools presents Preparing the Ruins, the 2015 Annual Conference Recordings, copyright 2015. If you have purchased this recording, you may make additional copies for use by your school. You may not sell copies of the recording, nor post it on the Internet. Learn more about classical Christian education and ACCS at www.accsedu.org.
Just a quick word of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Kahoot hoomery, Genoa diggity, Genoa diggity, Genoa diggity, Kahoot hoomery, Genoa diggity, Huella pulchra. Kahoot rockium, cruce et pest, cruce et pest, cruce et pest, Kahoot rockium, cruce et pest, puer pulcher. What was that? Believe it or not, that was head, shoulders, knees, and toes in Latin, with a slightly different tune and a slightly different ending. I'm going to step away from the mic and show you what it was. That little word "at" is "and." On those rainy or stormy days when there's not a chance of outside recess, I'll bet the last thing on your mind is, how can I use this divinely foreordained atmospheric providence in such a way as to enhance the learning experience of my students through the use of integration? Are you kidding me? I think we'd all vote, send the little kiddos out somewhere. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines integration as the combining or coordinating of separate parts or elements into a unified whole. That's actually the medical definition, but it's an apt description of what we do each day in our classrooms. God Almighty is sovereign over all the details of life, and because of that, there is a complex fitting together of all that we are teaching. The little image bearers in our classroom that we call students will be abundantly blessed when we can help them begin to see that. There is a peculiar beauty in the working of integration. As you teach your lessons, drawing your students in, integration of the subject matter helps them to learn to look beyond the obvious answer, beyond the surface. It helps fire up your students' love for learning. I want to look out in the audience here. I do see a few familiar faces, but I don't know most of you. You may be the Latin teacher in your school. You may be a classroom teacher whose well-earned planning period happens when your students are in Latin class. You may, in fact, fill both roles and anything else that's needed. Whatever the case may be, I plan to share some ideas to help you make integrating Latin a more natural part of your day. The neat thing, the neatest thing about integrating Latin with the other subjects you teach is that the opportunities abound. The Latin is already there. You just have to retrieve it. Let's look forward with integration. There are many different Latin curriculums in use in your schools. Regardless of what Latin material your school uses, word lists are frequently organized according to themes. Students can more easily master vocabulary that way. But as teachers, you too can utilize those same themes to your advantage. They can be used to help you integrate Latin throughout your teaching on a daily basis. I encourage you to take a look at the table of contents of the Latin material being used with your students. Try to familiarize yourself with the course in general. I'd even encourage you to make a copy of the table of contents and keep it with you when you're working on your lesson plan. Now, how in the world can that help me, you may ask? That sounds like just one more thing to do. I know how demanding it is to be a teacher. There are never enough hours in the day. But please hear me out. This idea may actually be a simple way to help help you ease into integrating Latin in your daily lessons. When you do look over your goals and objectives for the quarter and your week-to-week lesson plans, you already have an idea of what's coming next. If you've been teaching for any amount of time, that overview provides a framework for how you order your days and your weeks. New teachers, if there are any new teachers in here, the goals and objectives your administration already has in place will give you that overview. Now, with that overview or framework in mind, take a look at the themes or topics covered in your grade level Latin. You are simply looking for correlating topics, just correlating topics. For example, I know that in my third grade history curriculum, I will be covering the exploration of the New World during the first quarter. I know the sailors, the explorers, sailed across the ocean to the New World to discover gold, riches, and that elusive sea route to China for their native land. Without going into any further detail, I can turn to the Latin list and look for vocabulary themes that would include words related to exploring, sailing, the ocean, or treasure. Next, select several words you would like to use, just a few, and jot them down in your lesson plans in Latin and English. I might select navis, a noun which means ship. Mara, a noun meaning the sea. Nauta, a noun which means sailor. And navigo, a verb which means I sail. I could do the same thing for my first quarter study of the rainforest in science or our review of the five senses, just selecting a few correlating words. Now, you can begin this mining expedition on a weekly, a monthly, a quarterly, or even on a once-in-a-while basis, pending your scheduling demands and your responsibilities at school. Let me interject here that it is not important when these words will be introduced in Latin class. The framework for the Latin course may never match exactly the other materials you're teaching. Integrating these Latin words into your other subjects, however, will provide aha or victory moments in Latin class when that particular word list is introduced. Back to my four words. I'm going to weave these words into my lesson as seamlessly, as frequently, and as correctly grammar-wise as I can. Well, what does that mean? Well, if I don't know how to make a Latin noun plural, then I must use it in its singular form. If I don't know how to conjugate a Latin verb, then I will need to shape my usage of that verb so that it remains in the first person singular form, the way I found it. In my history lesson, for example, I may tell my students, third graders, the Latin word for ship is navis. Let me write that on the board. Now, who can tell me which navis on Columbus's first voyage was the smallest? Or, only one Nawis out of the five that set out with Magellan to circumnavigate the world actually completed the journey. According to our reading, which Nawis was successful? I could continue weaving Latin words into the lesson or the review of the lesson throughout the week. Each Nauta, or sailor, on board the Victoria had been away from home for how long? Or, do you think it would have been easy or difficult to be a Nauta during the age of exploration? Why or why not? I can even send my class off to art class with a challenge to come back and describe how the art teacher taught or demonstrated a color using the Latin name for that color. I can challenge them to listen for particular words that the art teacher may use that come from Latin. Portrait, portfolio, and pigment are just a few. You can enlist the art teacher's help by asking him or her to include some of these challenge words in the art lesson. You can even invite the art teacher to join in the fun by surreptitiously slipping in front of the children a note listing those challenge words. The words you select can also impact your lessons as the origin of pertinent derivatives. Let's talk about derivatives for a moment. What exactly are they? My Latin mentor, Joan Middleton, taught that derivatives are English words with Latin roots. She further explained the qualifications to be a derivative. The derivative must have a similar spelling and a related meaning to the original Latin word. Well, I put that information into a song to the tune of The Ants Go Marching, to make it easier for the students to remember. It goes like this. I have to do my marching part too. Derivatives are English words with Latin roots. Derivatives are English words with Latin roots. They must have similar spellings and related meanings too. Oh, we love to spot derivatives, it's true. And the students memorize that, and we march. We do march. When we move our arms when we're doing this, the kinesthetic learners love it. It also always reminds us of what derivatives are. Now, let's go back. I wanted to tell you, I do have copies of that derivative song available for you on a handout to take at the end of the workshop, so you too can sing that song. Let's go back to my history lesson and my four Latin words that I chose. They were Nawi, Mara, Nauta, and Nawigo. I can easily augment my lesson using words like navigate, navigation, navigator, nautical, marine, or maritime, all of which are derivatives of the four Latin words I chose. At this point, you may be wondering, where in the world would you find these derivatives? Well, they may be listed right in the Latin lesson where you originally found the words in the teacher's manual. You may already be familiar with them as commonly understood derivatives, or you could use one of these. This is a Latin-English derivative dictionary published by the American Classical League. It has Latin words listed alphabetically with English derivatives following. I purchased mine at an ACCS conference several years ago from the Veritas press table. It was $9.50 back then. Of course, there are also a variety of resources online if you want to look up derivatives. The main idea for integrating Latin using derivatives is to weave the derivatives into your lesson as often as possible. Speak them conversationally to the class or one-to-one. It's a good idea to introduce Latin integration early in the school year, even before the students have learned much Latin. I encourage you to incorporate Latin greetings in your classroom as you begin this new school year. Every morning, I greet my students in English and then in Latin. We learn it the first day and practice it all year long. I say, Salve Discipuli, Lee. And they respond, Salve Magistra. I explain the difference in the greetings with a very simple answer. I am a female teacher, and they comprise a group of however many students. I add that in Latin, there are rules about singulars and plurals. They will learn the specifics in Latin class at some time. Our goal in doing this is to respectfully greet one another. The reverse can be done at the close of the day with a simple switch to Valete Discipuli and Valete Magistra. Here's a question for you. How many instructions do you give your class during a typical day? It's an incredible number. Why not spice it up by interspersing instructions in Latin? Our fourth and fifth grade Latin teacher at CCS, Diane Manchester, put together a list of commonly used classroom commands and instructions. Instead of repeating, raise your hand, you could teach your students, manum tollita. Tell them, sedeta, instead of take a seat. When you first begin this form of integration, it may seem to be a delightfully new version of Simon Says to the students. Listen to some of the other common commands. You could say, repete omnes, repeat all of you, instead of saying call and repeat. I could do that in Latin. There are a number of others, and they are also included on the handout that I have for you. So, let's see. The next section on your outline is Jingles for Fun. This is an area where you can do a lot of integrating because grammar age students love to sing. What student doesn't love to celebrate his or her birthday? You can easily learn to sing Happy Birthday in Latin. Birthdays in my classroom involve singing in both languages. The birthday person gets to choose which language comes first, Latin or English. Is there anyone in the room who is celebrating a birthday today? This year? Okay. Felicem tibi, natalem diem, felicem natalem, put your name here. The Latin teacher will be the recipient of the aha moment when the students are eventually introduced to the vocabulary used in the song. Your students will already have been exposed to Christmas carols or hymns using Latin. Take Adeste Fidelis, for example. Ask your students if they have learned any of the Latin words used in that song. They may tell you they have learned vocabulary that is similar. Just remind them that in Latin, there are rules for how a word is spelled based on how it's being used. Is your school song sung in Latin? If so, those in your class who are not brand new to the school have already been singing in Latin. This may be the year when they begin to unpack what those Latin words actually mean. Transitions are crucial to operating an orderly classroom. Latin can be integrated in such a way as to make transition times more purposeful, with an added benefit of built-in review time. Grammar age students enjoy learning to count in different languages. Go ahead and include Latin in their repertoire. Regardless of when the numbers will be introduced in Latin class, you can use them for your purpose. After giving a call and repeat introduction of the Latin numbers orally for 1 to 10, you will have a framework for any number of transition jingles. This is how integrating with numbers might look in your classroom. This is where you participate. I'm the teacher, and you can be the student. And I'm going to just show you exactly how I would do it in my classroom. Third graders, we're going to learn to count to 10 in Latin.
And I know this is not Latin class. That's what makes it so exciting. We're going to have a secret. We're going to know how to count to 10. One is unus. I say unus, you repeat unas. Two is duo. Duo. Three is trace. Trace. At this point, I would say, that sounds like Spanish, doesn't it? There's a reason for that. You'll find that out later. Four is a funny word. It sounds like there's a war in four. It sounds like there's a war between the quats. It sounds like the quat war. You pronounce four quat war. Can you say that? Quat war. Five is quinqua. That's another funny word. The word for six is sex. And at this point, I always stop. And what I have to say needs to be said, and I try to say it delicately. I will say something like, students, sex in Latin is a number. It's just a number. It has nothing to do with your gender, whether you are a boy or a girl. And so we are not going to have any silliness about that number. Have I made myself clear? And they always do this. Seven is septem. Eight is octo. Nine is noem. And 10 is decem. Now let's try them all together. Una, duo, tres, quatuor, quinqua, sex, septem, octo, noem, decem. You did it. Now I pull out my prop, which is not in place, so that means it's happening right here. The next thing I would do to make it real for them and to introduce a transition song is I would do something really simple, like hold this up. And I would say, students, who can tell me what this is? And of course they say, it's a pencil. And I would say, yes. In Latin, pencil is stylus. Can you say that? Stylus. And I would grab a few more. Now what am I holding? And tell me in English. And of course they say, pencils. And I would say, yes. But we don't say the Latin plural the same way we say the English plural. We don't say steluses. We say steely. Can you say that? Steely. We already learned et means and we are ready to sing our song to the tune of 10 Little Indians. It goes like this. Unas, duo, tres, steely, quatuor, quinqua, sex, steely, septem, octo, noem, steely, et decem, steely. These are going to be sharpened pencils. In English, we would go, one little, two little, three little pencils, four little, five little, six little pencils, seven little, eight little, nine little pencils, 10 little sharpened pencils. After this, I can say, let's count sharpened pencils in Latin as my helper passes out papers. And I have a transition song. I can ask my students, who remembers how to say students in Latin? If they've been paying attention every morning, they will remember it's discipuli. We can do the counting song with discipuli. But you want to add an adjective. You've got an extra beat on the English side, so I always put an adjective in. I say diligent student, because that's what I'm after. Now, I do have to admit that I learned a number of songs from my Latin mentor, Joan Middleton. But here is another resource I purchased at an ACCS conference. This book is entitled Latina Cantemus, and it is translated and illustrated by Franz Schlosser. It's Bolchazi Carducci Publishers put it out, and it contains popular Latin songs, Christmas songs in Latin, and Gregorian chants. Something for everyone. As I recall, I found this little gem at the Veritas Press table as well. It has a lot of things that you can use. Oh, my darling Clementine, in Latin. You can even sing, "He's got the whole world in his hands," in Latin. I have listed this on the handout, so you don't need to worry about copying it down. But I do want to point out that Mr. Schlosser does have a different version of Happy Birthday in his collection. Let's look back with integration. If you make it a habit each week to check the Latin vocabulary or the concepts your students will be introduced to, you will find something you are going to be able to use. It could be the lack of article adjectives in Latin, which you could bring out in your grammar class when you're reviewing article adjectives. It could be the different tenses that you discussed in your writing lessons. Ask what names the tenses have in Latin. Even if you find just one word or one concept, applying it in another lesson builds strong integration. Plugging in even the smallest increments of Latin vocabulary or derivatives will stir up your students' fire for learning. You'll also want to see if any of the new Latin words can be used to help you review previous material. I'm going to say right here, think broadly, but don't get stuck in the minutia. You will talk yourself out of the whole process if it becomes burdensome. We all understand how demanding the role of a teacher is. Macaronic methodology is a lot of fun for the students. They can do this with reviewing any material that they've previously learned. Well, what does macaronic mean? The Merriam-Webster Dictionary definition of macaronic is, number one, characterized by a mixture of vernacular words with Latin words, or non-Latin words having Latin endings, or number two, characterized by a mixture of two languages. So how would you integrate Latin this way? Simply put, you would print up or do orally sentences with purposeful blanks. In order to make the answer correctly, the students would need to supply the missing words in Latin. For example, if I said, "Twinkle, twinkle, little, you would automatically think star. The Latin word for star is stella, so stella would be the correct answer. Here's another one I could do. Columbus named one, the Nina, one, the Pinta, and one, the Santa Maria. What is the missing word?" And you would be correct if you said navis. Macaronics can be designed to be just simple sentences or paragraphs or whole stories. As you begin to implement these integration strategies, it's helpful to think of building blocks. Start with just one and then add another. Remember to move from the known to the unknown. You are moving your students from the known to the unknown, and as you begin to implement these strategies, you are moving from the known to the unknown. I will say that incorporating derivatives is probably the easiest application of Latin integration for the non-Latin teacher. These are words you would use anyway. Once you have identified them, just be consistent in pointing them out. The difficulty, or the challenge, rather, is in identifying them. If you do not personally teach Latin to your students, I encourage you to ask the Latin teacher to help you get started. Working together has multiple benefits. Let's move further up and further in. I remind my students that our God is a God of detail. The description of how the tabernacle was to be built and furnished is evidence of that. The Lord gave very precise instructions regarding every aspect of its construction. Scripture is full of illustrations of how important even the smallest details are to the Lord. Latin is a very precise language. I tell my students that the ending of a Latin verb shows who is doing the action as well as when the action occurs. The ending of a Latin noun reveals its gender, what job the noun has, and whether it's singular or plural. The precision is demanding, but it's ever so helpful in attaining mastery. In the same way, your efforts to add Latin integration into your class instruction and your review, although demanding, will bless your students. They will gain a broader and deeper mastery of what you teach. Latin integration is going to be an interdisciplinary experience. That's the nature of integration. Let me list some of the avenues and inroads you will find available as you seek to integrate more fully. In addition to counting in math, you will find that measurement, money, months, and more can be linked to Latin. Math is a derivative strong discipline. Excuse me. During our bird unit in science, I have watched my students get really excited as they learn the genus and species of their assigned birds. There are peals of laughter in the room as they venture to pronounce their bird's Latin classification. The next thing that happens is that they begin to look for Latin classifications elsewhere. You can find many applicable derivatives in science as well. You heard earlier how I have approached integrating Latin in history and art, but that's just the beginning. I've actually found more opportunities opening up for integration as I have embraced these strategies that I've shared. This is a real treasure. It's the Latin Vulgate, the Word of God in Latin. If your school does not have a copy, I would encourage you to put it on your wish list. There is something very, very special about learning familiar scripture passages in Latin. A technique that I have used is called the disappearing words. I write a portion, just a portion, of the passage on the board in Latin and then in English. Using the call and repeat method, we learn to speak the Latin. We recite the passage in English as well. After identifying any familiar Latin words, I let a student choose a word to disappear, and I remove it from the board. We then recite the Latin passage, saying the missing word from memory. We do the same thing with the correlating word or phrase in English. After much repetition, the key word here is much, the students will be looking at a completely blank board while they recite the scripture passage in two different languages. It is really amazing. And we always hope that our principal comes in when we do this, so she can see that I'm pointing to an absolutely blank board while they do this amazing scripture recitation in two languages. I will tell you that because the two languages do not match up exactly word for word or phrase by phrase, you may want to review this activity with the Latin teacher before your maiden voyage in the classroom. Integrating Latin into your grammar level classroom beautifully portrays the seven laws of teaching. Let me review them for you with just a quick comment for each. The law of the teacher. You need to be prepared to teach using integration. I will not mislead you. Your preparation will require some effort. The law of the student. The students will need to be attentive, but you may find that they relish the mystery of how Latin seems to be everywhere. The law of the language. In all of Latin integration, you are helping your students build an uncommonly strong common language. The law of the lesson. As I mentioned before, your students are moving from the known to the unknown. As you learn strategies to integrate Latin more completely, you are also moving from the known to the unknown. The law of the teaching process. there are so many different ways of integrating Latin in your classroom that you will find that you can reach both the eager, motivated students as well as the more reluctant learners. The law of the learning process. Your students will probably get all fired up about derivatives. And you may start receiving teacher appreciation cards or pictures with Latin words on them. Aside from their obvious delight in showing off what they now know, you may see stronger standardized test results. The law of review. The different strategies that I've mentioned offer a smorgasbord of ideas for review. Your students may be having so much fun that they don't even realize that they're reviewing. Latin integration in all of life. The first thing I want to mention is assemblies. And the key thing here is show it off. Whether you use Bible recitation, a song, a sound off, or any number of other ideas, be sure to include Latin in your class assemblies. Ask the Latin teacher, if that's not you, to help identify your students' strengths and give them an opportunity to sparkle. Lastly, I'd just like to list a few more ideas or integration strategies you might like to try. This list is certainly not exhaustive by any means. I call it just plain fun. And the first one is jumping rope. This idea actually came to me from one of my students. One of my students loved to jump rope. And every recess, she was out there jumping rope. But she was not reciting the usual jump rope rhymes. She was doing this. Amo, ama, amat. Amamus, amatis, amant. I love, you love, she loves. We love, you all love, they love. Next thing you know, there's a whole line of students, boys and girls, all the jump ropes are in action, and they're chanting the Latin chants as well. They invited me to join them. I didn't jump. I just encouraged them to do the future tense and the imperfect tense while I said them with them. So that's one idea. Here's another. Around the world review games with Latin and derivatives. We use around-the-world review games in lots of our subjects when we're preparing for tests or doing review. Why not throw in a Latin word that you've previously discussed or a derivative that is pertinent right in the middle of it, just to keep it real? Math drills or sentences with numbers written in Latin. When your students have been taught the numbers in math and they have learned how to spell the words, you can use this one. You can write out math sentences using the Latin words, real math problems, but the words are written out. And so they would be using their brains to do the math and the Latin. And at the end of the year, or when your students are really strong, or you need them to just stay busy a little bit longer, put parentheses in. I tell my students they have to remember, do what's inside the parentheses first. That will keep them occupied as well. Then there is derivative detectives. The students, once they learn the derivative song and the nature of derivatives, love to find them. And not just in class. They hear their parents talking. They are reading another book entirely, and they will come to me and they say, Mrs. Slaughter, is this word a derivative? It looks like it came from, And it's a wonderful thing to see this happen. So that is, I will often have lines of students at my desk checking derivatives. It's a good idea to have one of these handy for moments such as these. But the other way I do derivative detectives is I will incorporate in my lecture a certain number of derivatives that I know I'm going to be saying, and then I ask them to tell me how many or which ones they were. And that ensures that you have good listeners. Latin literature lunches. Lunchtime is a great time for read-alouds. If you have any energy left, you might be the person doing the read-aloud. If you have a volunteer reader, that will help as well. We often read classic novels, but it's also a great idea to read about what it was like living in the Roman times. If your school follows a linear history program, you will probably have a wealth of books already on the shelf that you can pull out and read. Otherwise, you can look in the library or online and find a number of them. My students really liked learning that the Romans would eat in a reclining position. I had to tell them, no, not in the classroom. Here's another idea for Latin literature lunches. Catus Pecifatus, The Cat in the Hat in Latin. The very book that we all know and love has been translated into Latin. And the most exciting thing for me is the rhyming scheme that Dr. Seuss is so famous for has been preserved, but it's all in Latin. They will love hearing them side by side. Prandium picks. Prandium means lunch in Latin. The way I do prandium picks is I will walk around while my students are eating their lunches. We don't have a cafeteria in our school. They eat lunches at their desks. So I will walk around. What I'm really doing is I'm making sure they eat their healthy foods first and not their desserts. But what I say is, can you tell me anything in your lunch in Latin? And as the year goes on, their repertoire expands. They may say, I'm eating an apple, or I'm eating a carrot, or my sandwich is made of bread, I'm drinking water, and they can say all those words in Latin. Then I tell them, well, describe it. If you don't know the word, describe it, and they can tell me it's hot, or it's cold, or it's hard, or it's soft. This is a good thing to do on a rainy lunch day. Here's one the boys love. I throw or I kick the ball in Latin. This has to be done outside. I'll say that right now. Whoever has possession of the ball has to say in Latin what move he's going to make to get rid of the ball. He can say iacto and throw the ball because iacto says I throw. He can say calcitro and kick the ball because that is how you would say I kick. And the boys want that ball to stay in motion all the time. And so they are wanting to do this, but if they say the wrong Latin word, they are out. And that's how you play that one. There are more songs that you can sing. That particular book, Latina Cantemus, has a lot of them. If you're really brave, you can even do the hokey pokey in Latin, and I will not demonstrate that one for you. In conclusion, integrating your Latin lessons and review times with Latin will give them a deeper, richer hue. You will help your students attain a stronger, more solid mastery of the material you teach. Your efforts at integrating Latin will challenge and train them to look beyond the obvious to the sublime. In the end, you will help equip the little image bearers in your class to have eyes to see and ears to hear God's truth. The Lord be with you. Thank you. At this point, I can take questions if you have any, and I do have handouts for you to pick up. It's just a simple sheet, two sides, that you are welcome to have, and we can put these at the door if you wouldn't mind. Oh, sure. Yes, ma'am. I would go to the third grade teachers. The question was, how can we start younger than third grade where Latin starts, incorporating? I would pick something. Is your school song in Latin? Okay, well then, I would think the easiest thing and what would be most fun and you could get more mileage out of it is numbers. I would just have them learn the Latin numbers. You can have them say their student number in Latin. You can have them count things up to 10 in Latin more easily than anything else. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Charades in Latin. That's a wonderful idea. She shared playing charades in Latin. That's a great idea. I'm going to try that one. Are there any other questions? I hope you have fun with some of this. If you are the Latin teacher, I'm just curious. If you are the Latin teacher, is there anybody here who is the Latin teacher? A number of you. So you may now have ideas for going to the classroom teacher and saying, you can help support me by doing some of these fun things. Or how can I help you by sharing just a tidbit of two or two for you to try? I saw another hand. She was, could you hear what she was saying over there? I would encourage you to just share with your parents that Spanish is a romance language. And the stronger they get in Latin, the better they will be at Spanish. As fluent as they are at Spanish, they should have an edge to being strong in Latin. And tell those parents, you are blessing your children by having them know how to speak Spanish. And they may think, well, that's just what we do. But you just build them up. You know, this will help them with Latin. And Latin will help them with everything else. I thank you all for coming.